Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and there's some great stuff going on. I'll tell you, the weather is nice, man. I got all the windows open here. Little bit of a breeze. Humidity is relatively low. It's 66 degrees. Julia, God bless her, is out on the deck listening to some music, rocking out. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, Brian Maloney and Dr. Keith Abloh. Yeah, we're going to be turning just a little bit. We'll be talking about the election and what they're seeing, all that good stuff. I am off tomorrow, as you know, Yom Kippur, holiest day in the Jewish faith, so I will not be here tomorrow, but God willing, I'll be back on Monday. We got lots of great stuff. Our old buddy Jimmy Galliano is going to be dropping by. I've got a big announcement from my buddy Tom Leonard. I'm going to share that in a couple of moments, and The Book of Mormon is returning to the Altria Theater. Two nights, three performances. Okay, so we got a matinee in there, October the 18th and October the 19th. I, as I've shared with you, only guy who had not seen it until the last time it came, I guess it was sometime last year. Absolutely hysterical. It has got Trey Parker written all over it. Lamont J. Whitaker is one of the stars. He's going to be visiting Richmond, the Altria Theater, on the 18th and 19th. And today he's visiting us. Lamont, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I am excited about getting out to the Altria and seeing the Book of Mormon again.
Yes, yes, we're super excited to be in Richmond. We can't wait to be there and show you guys this funny musical we have.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, Lamont. My listeners know this because I've shared this with them already, but I was the one guy who had not seen the Book of Mormon on planet Earth. I was him, in case you were looking for him. So my wife and I were going, and my youngest guy, who just turned 20, who's big into theater, community theater, school theater, the rest of it, he said, wow, I would really love to see that show. It's supposed to be great. And my wife graciously gave up her ticket, and so I went with my youngest son. And Lamont, I don't know if you have children, but I will tell you, the Book of Mormon, with your child, you need at least one seat separating you. It is just a little challenging to be right next to him, but boy, laugh out loud funny.
Yes, yes, yeah. The show is really funny, and it's just really about two Mormons who travel to Uganda to convert the citizens into Mormon, but it gets a little bit choppy. It's not exactly what they expected it to be.
Oh, good gracious, it is not what they expected it to be. But the production value, and I want to talk a little bit about that because I know you've got a great background, but when you became part of this cast, were you blown away by the production value as well?
Yes, first of all, like, yes, I was completely blown away. This is the biggest production musical that I've done. Like, this musical is a great franchise. The Book of Mormon was nominated for 14 Tony Awards and won 9, including Best Musical in 2011, and it's still, up until the pandemic, it was one of the only comedies on Broadway, if the only comedy on Broadway, and it's still selling out shows 12 and a half years later, and I'm so happy to be a part of something so big.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into this. Obviously, you're an actor by profession and by training, and very, very impressive background. But what was it that said to you, yeah, I gotta go audition for Mafala's part?
Just like Wicked and and Lion King and the big shows that are on Broadway, Book of Mormon is definitely one of those. And so I wasn't expecting much. I knew I really wanted the job, but I knew that it was a big name show. Yep. And it just so happened that I just fit right into the shoes of my character. And I get to use a lot of my background too. Bafala is my character. He is from Uganda, and I've grown up around a lot of Nigerians and Chinese people. So I was able to use my own life experience to bring to this character, and you know, it just all worked out. Like, it was perfect.
Well, that is wonderful. I want to remind everybody, Lamont J. Whitaker, I want to get full credit for this gentleman, is joining us. He is one of the stars of the Book of Mormon. It's coming to the Altria Theater the 18th and 19th of this month, three performances.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you personally get ready for something like this? Because it's every couple of days, you're in a new city, it's a new theater. I'd imagine you don't have a huge amount of downtime.
I mean, if we do have downtown, we're mostly traveling. We do mostly get our days off during the day until the show starts. So I really just spend a lot of time getting rest. I am a Navy brat, so I've traveled a lot in my life.
Yeah.
So for me right now, like, this is like first nature. Yeah. But, you know, rest and exercise and good food.
Well, you got a lot of good food in Richmond. I'm not sure if you have played the Altria before, but let me tell you, you are going to be in good food central when you're visiting.
Well, I will definitely take advantage of that. Yeah, I haven't spent much time in Richmond, but my dad was in the Navy, so we lived on base in Norfolk, Virginia, so not that far away. But yeah, I'm excited to get back in the area and see the things I missed out on.
Any insight on the Book of Mormon itself? Because I tell people, I was the last guy that saw it. I actually have gotten a number of emails from people saying, well, I haven't seen it either. Any preparation for those people that you'd like to share?
I always like to tell people, like, the Book of Mormon really does, it restores your faith in musicals. It's one of those shows, you know, right now in this time, we get a lot of jukebox musicals, which are musicals that play off of different artists, like, yeah, Motown and things like that. But this musical is 100% authentic and original. You're going to hear songs that you've never heard before. And that's what I want to see when I go and see a musical. I want to see the work that people have put into something. And Matt Stone and Trey Parker and Bobby Lopez have really all come together to make an episode of a heartfelt version of South Park. And you really do learn something towards the end of the show. This is about somebody who has the power and doesn't realize they do. And I think it's a message for people that sometimes, you know, the story is not about faith. It's just about the impact that one person can really have on a whole community. And I don't want to give too much away, because shock value is what the show is.
Yeah.
Just know, just come, be ready to laugh. Be ready to laugh at yourself, at your neighbor, at us on stage. And the audience is really our third scene partner in the musical.
Yeah.
And so without them, like, it's really not funny. So I just can't wait to share it with Richmond.
I love that. Now, I love your take. You're talking about the jukebox musicals. My wife and I saw a great production of Tina a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And goodness gracious, that will blow your socks right off. But you're right. It's music that we knew, right? We love Tina Turner.
Yes.
We get a great dose of Tina Turner. You go to the Book of Mormon, you are going to hear absolutely, totally original music. You will want to sing some of it. You will have to choose the proper places to sing some of it if you do choose to do that. But it is laugh out loud funny. There are very few experiences in this day and age, Lamont, in my opinion, that are laugh out loud funny. And you guys pull it off.
Yeah, I can't wait to share it with you guys. And it's one of my favorite musicals I've ever done, favorite musicals I've ever seen. And just the production value on top of the work that we do as actors, it all comes together and just really gives you a night that you'll never forget.
tell us how you actually learned the lines, right? Because people may have some memory. Oh, I did a school musical. Oh, I did some community theater. We rehearsed, it seemed like, for 9 months. We played for a night and it was all over. You're going into a show. It's on the road. It's been on the road. You're picking up a character that, you know, was played by somebody else at some point. How difficult is it for you to get up to speed and be ready to hit it out of the park the first night?
To be honest, we have a lot of rehearsals.
Okay.
I've been on this tour for 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the third year right now.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so at this point, I really know the character. But for me, learning lines and learning anything, to be honest, is really just repetition, repetition, repetition.
Okay. Well, I'm excited, Lamont. I am so looking forward to this. I think it's going to be a great time for the audience. That I know. I'm hoping it's a great time for you as we welcome you.
Of course.
Yeah, we welcome you to Richmond. So what's after this? How long you third year of a tour, man? That's number one. It's a steady gig. That's great in acting, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. This is a great opportunity. Like these big franchise musicals, once you're a part of it, you're a part of the family, and you can pretty much just do it for however long it works out. But I'm happy to be where I am right now, and I really don't know what's next. What's next is our 570th show tonight. We can't wait.
I love it. Well, Lamont, I appreciate you making some time for us. I am looking forward to seeing the show again in about a week. And again, just thank you, man. You're doing a great job. The show was great. And I do think you're really going to like the Altria.
We can't wait. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was nice to see you.
Oh, my pleasure. That is Lamont J. Whitaker. I'm going to remind you, you get your tickets, you go to BroadwayInRichmond.com. BroadwayInRichmond.com. The only piece of advice I'm going to give you, you will never look at frogs the same way again. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.